Thank you very much, Tanya. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the FICCUIV call on the 20th of September 2012. On the call today, we have Mikey O'Connor, Alan Greenberg, Ekaterina Jurova, Keith Drazik, Elisa Cooper, Ray Fassett, Suzanne Calvucci. We have apologies from Suzanne Prosser, Frédéric Guillermo, and Steve Del Bianco. From staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Barbara Roseman, Barry Cobb, and myself, Matthew Peregrine. I'd like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Mikey.
Thanks, Natalie, and welcome all. It's Mikey here. Just a quick review of the agenda. It's very complicated. We're going to take a look at the draft charter. No, you don't have control over your screen. You're looking at my desktop. I'm thinking that we may be at a stage here where we can just make changes directly into the document. But before we do that, we'll just take a pause if anybody wants to change or add to the agenda or update us on changes to your statements of interest. Okay. Well, as you can see on your screen, hopefully that's big enough. Anybody having trouble reading the document the way I'm doing it now? Because if you don't have trouble, I think we're almost at the place where we're seeing such minor changes that it seems simpler to just edit them in on this call rather than...
It's Alan speaking. Could we have scrolling ability?
No, because you're looking at my screen.
Ah.
So what you're seeing is my copy of Word on my computer. That's why you can't scroll. And what I thought I'd do is just take us through all the proposed changes and changes. What we're working off of right now is the draft that Keith sent to the list just before the call, where there's some comments from Jeff Newman in there, plus everything else that Marika did. So I think this is the latest and greatest. And as long as people can see, I think I just want to kind of pick these off one at a time. The first one that, and Jeff's going to join us. Is Jeff on the, Jeff, are you on the call yet? Not quite yet. Well, I think maybe I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to speak for Jeff until Jeff gets on the... Oh, he's on the call. Okay, good, good. Jeffrey, welcome to the gang. I'm talking about your suggested change right off the bat. So if I put the wrong words in your mouth, feel free to correct me. But
sure.
I think what Jeff was working on in that first sentence was that in Marika's draft, in this place where I've now inserted just the initials RAs, Marika had one registry agreement. You can see Jeff's comment over on the right, the very first one, where he says, I don't understand this reference to the 2009 agreements in the context of registries. Jeff, would you consider this, I just sort of parallelized it and said, well, there's RAs and RAAs, and took out the reference to the 2009 agreements. Does that work for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's we've had in biz and the other registries have had service two-way service requirements since the beginning.
Yeah.
Whereas it's just a more recent development for the registrars. So
yeah
I mean, I think that just leaving it as registry agreements is fine.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was probably just a drafting glitch. Marika, do you? If I make a change that is substantive in your view, feel free to break in on me. I assume that that was just something that got vacuumed in from some other document, and so I just backed that off. So that's the first little change. So it, sort of speak now or forever hold your peace, and I'll sort of go through all the rest of these the same way. The next one, again, is from Jeff, he's working on this part of the sentence. And And his comment is that sort of surrounds all that is, I would not refer to these as services. And then he changes it to models and rewords the sentence to sort of make that work. And as a geek, I would tend to agree that the word services sort of wakes up all kinds of stuff about ports and technical specifications and so on and so forth. So again, I sort of viewed this as a friendly amendment, but I want to check with anybody to see if this causes any huge heartburn. I wouldn't expect it to, but this would be a good time to talk about that. Alan, go ahead.
No, I like the word model instead of service. I'm just a little not confused, but I wonder what the implications are, because those registries that have changed the model, you know, for privacy reasons or things like that, have done it through the registry services process. So I'm wondering, is there an interaction here, or can we just ignore that and use the word model, which
I think is best. I'd really ignore that in this context. Just because the word services, at least in this context, to me, is pretty confusing. Oh, Jeff, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say something similar. I think I don't view any changes that have been requested to date have been changes to the model. They've been the model is still thick or thin. There have been changes as far as elements of the model and what to display versus collect and things like that, but I still think it's still two different models.
Okay, that satisfies me.
Cool. Okay, anybody else on this one? Again, I didn't view this as earth-shattering, but a good clarification. Keith is in the chat saying, ICANN has recently used the RCEP as a broad funnel for processing registry requests for things that are not actually services. Yeah, I think that's consistent with where I was headed on this, too. Thanks, Keith. Okay, last chance on that. Then we'll move on to the next one, which was a comment from Ray, and it's really about this paragraph here. So what I did is I just highlighted the words that Ray is talking about. And what Ray is saying in his first comment is that we do tend to throw around the words stores, manages, maintains, and provides a little loosely in this paragraph. And Ray, let me put words in your mouth, and then if you don't like them, by all means, correct me. But my guess would be that, at least if I were in your shoes, I'd like maintain and provide in both places consistently. Does that sort of meet with what you were trying to get at?
Well, Mikey, this is Ray. You were supposed to put the words in my mouth.
Yeah, I did.
You did good. You did good. I don't know what I'm trying to say here. I think my objective here was to ask first whether others agree that the terms as they're used are appropriate or not, get their opinion. Mostly just bring it out for discussion.
Okay.
It could be that others don't have an issue with this at all. I do agree with you, however, when you say they're kind of loosely used. I do agree with that. Now, with that said, do I want to sit here and try and word script it or wordsmith it, whatever? Not really. I think first I'm just looking to take a temperature whether others on the group see the same thing that I'm seeing, and it could be they're not. So that was my intention.
Sounds like a plan to me. Let's do the aforementioned temperature taking. Is that an old hand or a new one? Do you want to?
That's a new one.
Okay, go ahead.
So I just as I know I didn't make a comment on it, but just in listening to Ray and listening to you, I think store and manage is really not the words we tend to use when we talk about who is. We really talk about collection and publishing. Right, those are really kind of the two words that we talk about, because we don't really manage any of the information. We collect it and we publish it. We don't alter it. We don't, you know, it's not like, I mean, in general, we don't do anything with the data except collect it and then publish it. But I don't know, maybe some other registries disagree, but to me that's really what we do. We don't have any manipulation of the data. And when you say manages, it kind of means you can manipulate it as well.
Yeah. I like those words. Anybody else got thoughts on this? Because what I could do is just staple collect and publish into both places all in a day, people.
But isn't the substantive, it's Alan speaking, isn't one of the substantive differences where the data is stored? So
I think that's handled in other places in this paragraph. I think that the issue that Ray is bringing up, again, cheerfully pouring words into his mouth, is not so much because that next sentence is the one that says, well, in a thin registry, the registrar does a bunch of stuff, and the registry does some stuff. Whereas in thick, the very last sentence, the thick registry collects and publishes both. So I think again, if we did collect and publish, it would make sense in both contexts.
I guess I'm slightly uncomfortable saying the registry collects the data. They're the repository for the data, but they're not actually doing the collecting.
All right. We'll let Ray chime in at this point.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Yeah, and I do kind of agree with Jeff and more the registry speak there, these terms collect and publish. I might suggest... And to Alan's point as well, maybe I'm getting warmer, is what registries do, we collect it from registrars, but then what we do is republish it. So we're simply republishing the registrar data that they've collected. Does that help, republish?
Well, the registrar doesn't really publish it in the sense that publishing implies making it publicly available. And they're really immediately dumping it into the registry, who then publishes it.
Do you do this all the time, Alan?
Yes. I'm trying to understand, are we catching the right concept here? And I'm not sure.
I was pretty confident that we actually had the concept okay with the original words. So I was in the, I don't think it matters a whole lot camp, but I'm really convinced that we are now in the splitting hairs category.
Yeah, this is Barbara. Can I ask, what is it you're trying to disambiguate here? What is it you're trying to make clear? Who holds the data at any given point, or who has responsibility for the accuracy of the data, or what the responsibilities are in publishing it? I'm just trying to get clear on what it is you're trying to make more clear here in this paragraph?
I think it's the duties. Essentially, those words are all about what the responsibilities of the registries and registrars are. I think that the paragraph does okay at distinguishing thin and thick. Thin, the duties are split between registrars and registries.
Right. So
duties are together.
Right. So I made a suggestion in the chat room, which is that possibly a way to clarify this, and it would need to be up front at the beginning of the document that says, here's how we're using these terms. Perhaps if you said a thin registry with a capital R, GTLD registry, or CCTLD, or just TLD registry, only stores and manages the information associated with the domain names, and then distinguish that from the set of data, which is also called a registry, right? and so I think that might help you make it clear that what you're talking about is a difference between who holds which data or who is responsible as the primary manager of that data. And, you're trying to distinguish here between what the responsibilities are for those TLD registries that operate only a thin registry, lowercase r, and those TLDs that operate a thick registry, lowercase r. So it's like there's two different things that use the term registry here, and I think we want to be clear when we're talking about what the responsibilities are of the organization that is operating that TLD and what the responsibilities are for having the data set be called a it's called a registry also, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's partly where some of the confusion is coming in here.
That's a good observation. I like that. Jeff?
I don't know how much it clarifies it in here, but I do think that what you're trying to distinguish is that there's this thing called a thick registry, which has a certain amount of data. Certain TLD registries operate a thick lowercase registry. Other TLD operators operate a thin lowercase registry. And so I think if you pull those two things apart, it's easier to talk about what it is you're trying to get at here.
Yeah.
Like we just keep using the term registry as if it just means, the set of data, when it also refers, we're trying to make that like the same as the TLD operator registry.
So, another way to do this would be to say a thin registry operator only. I think
you really want to distinguish the registry operator, capital R registry operator, from the data set that they maintain, which also happens to be called a registry.
Yeah, and so then collect and publish goes with the registry operator, whereas the lowercase registry contains the information associated with the domain name.
Right.
So how about that as a friendly amendment, folks? Where we would say a thin registry only contains the information associated with a domain name. This set includes data sufficient to identify the sponsoring, blah, 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 for the registrar's wizard. So that's all fine. With thin registries.
So wherever you want to use the word registry to mean the operator of the TLD, I would use the term the TLD registry or the TLD registry operator.
Yeah.
And that way you're making it very clear that there's this thing called VeriSign, for instance.
Right.
That is distinct from the data set that VeriSign maintains. And that both of those entities are sometimes referred to as registries, but they don't mean exactly the same thing.
So it seems to me that in this paragraph, all of the words that Ray highlighted, stores and manages, Jeff's friendly amendment, collect and publish, maintain and provide, could all be substituted with the word contains. Because I think in this paragraph, we're only talking about the data store. We're not really talking about the jobs that the registries do.
Can you scroll up just a little bit so that we can see the paragraph proceeding just for a second? Because this is all introductory material, right?
No, this is the main deal.
Oh, okay. I lost track of
Mikey, Marika did make an interesting comment in the chat, and Jeff has had his hand up for a while.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to get back to him. Jeff, go ahead.
I'm just reading Marika's comment. I think I just got confused with that whole discussion. But I think if we go back to the term that's the model, it's a thin registration model versus a thick registration model, then we get away from talking about registries and the entities themselves. But I don't like the word contains. And the reason, and the whole premise behind the question was, why do we distinguish? I think is, Keith points out in the chat, and it relates to EU privacy law as well, right? There's a distinction between someone that merely collects the data from someone who processes the data. We don't process the data. We simply collect it and spit it back out, right? So we collect it and we publish it. And the word manages implies some sort of processing or manipulation. So it's, again, kind of why the distinction is really important. But I got confused, I have to tell you, with Barbara's whole distinction of the thin registry as an entity versus the thin registry as the as to what it does. I think if you talk about the models without getting, as Mikey has done there, without getting into the entity, so it's in a thin registration model, only this information is collected and published. In the thick registry, this information is collected and published. And then there could be some distinctions with what's published, right? So a thick registry collects a lot more information or may collect a lot more information than it actually publishes. And that's from the distinction of, you know, .name got approved in Telnet and CAT. So there's a distinction between what is published. That's generally the speak that we use as a registry. But I think Barbara, it confuses me, even though I understand technically, but from a policy perspective, it confuses me to distinguish between a TLD registry and the WHOIS registry. I don't think, to me, that's going to confuse a lot of people.
Why? Just because we've historically done it the other way?
Well, because I don't think we need to talk about the entity, but just the model, right? Because in people's minds, the provider of the WHOIS service is always the registry or its subcontractor, but the registry is always responsible for collecting and disseminating information. And to distinguish between the two, it's almost making it sound like it's two different entities.
Well, they are, in a sense. I mean, there's the TLD operator, and then there's the model under which they operate. And that could change, right? Like, you could have a TLD operator who moves from a thick to a thin or a thin to a thick.
Right. So you talk about the model. One term is a model. The other term is a thick registration or thin registration model versus
right.
registry as an entity. That's okay,
yeah.
But yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I thought those changes were useful.
So I've banged a set of changes into the paragraph. How am I doing?
I think it looks good.
What other
things? I'm just the staff person helping you clarify this. So.
Oh, you know, I am a weird duck. I don't really make a big distinction. So don't worry about that. You can talk to Marika and Natalie about how strange I am.
then, Mikey, then let me get on to the next sentence. So the first sentence is good. Second sentence, the part that's highlighted where it says the record was updated in its WHOIS data store.
Yeah.
It's not really, the record's not updated in the WHOIS. I mean, it sort of is updated in the WHOIS, but it's really updated in the registry database, and the WHOIS just really reflects that. So.
Yeah, that's a good clarification.
How about that?
Mikey, going back to the first sentence, that implies in a thin model the other information, such as contact information, is not collected and published, period, because you're not saying by whom.
Ah, good catch. In what?
By the registry.
Yeah, by the registry.
Capital R registry?
Yeah.
I would guess so.
That's a good one. Any more of those?
Were you updated in the registry database? I would make that a capital R.
Oh, okay. hearing that. Oh, Ray, go ahead.
So then the last sentence needs to be clarified. In a thick registration model, both sets of data
are published by the registry.
Right. By the through the registry who is. How about that?
That works for me.
And then I think in the sentence before, you need to ask registrars, but I don't know if they'll like the word manage either.
Maintain?
Maintain?
How about maintain or publish?
Not there.
Yeah, because they provide it via their own WHOIS services, so that's the publication element.
Yeah. Ray, you've been patient. Go ahead.
Sure. So along these lines, right, so we're clarifying the notion of published by the registry, which I think is a good clarification that Alan brought forth. Now, what about, you know, where is this data collected from, right? So we're saying is collected and published by the registry, and I might say from the registrar. That's true in either a thin or thick model, either model, in both cases. The registry is collecting and publishing data from the registrars, from the registrar.
In the first sentence.
Right. So I'm actually working through my head how to get
this?
That in there. Yeah, I think that's... Yeah, it might have to be singular registrars, though, because we're talking about a singular domain name.
Good point.
Thank you.
That's a good one. Barbara, go ahead.
I was going to say that in the paragraph above, you have the term manage there that I think was causing some confusion, and I think if you change that to maintain there as well, that would probably be a good friendly change.
Good catch. The whole pile in there.
Boy, I love doing line-by-line editing. It's so much fun.
Well, yeah, but we're so close to the end, I think.
Yeah.
It's the only way to do it. And... we are actually doing something that would take weeks and would probably drive us crazy by the list. So, and at least for me, I'm gaining a deeper and better understanding. So I'm pretty comfortable. How are we doing? Are we close enough for government work on this one?
I have one final thing. Mikey, I have my hand raised. This is Carolyn.
Oh, Carolyn, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. This is just a minor detail. The reference after RAA 3.3 for those domains they sponsor, this is talking about the registrars sponsoring. And since that might, you know, for those registries that are actually sponsors, I think I would prefer that say that for those domains they support or some other word other than sponsor.
Yes. And within the RAA, the term that is used is sponsor, though.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, I understand the confusion, it's Alan speaking, with the other definition of sponsor we have.
Well, if that's within the RAA, I guess I can go with that. I hadn't read that in detail to see that they were sort of crossing boundaries there, as I would see it.
would that be worth a footnote as an explanation?
I mean, I don't feel strongly about it. I was just
well,
if we're
the they is registrars. So.
Yeah, and that's okay. I just wanted to make that you know, make that note.
I have a question. It's Alan speaking. Is Section 3.3 of RAA 3.3 mean RAA 3.3.3.3, or is that redundant?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I should have memorized the RAA by now, but I haven't.
So, Marika, do you remember what that was about, or is this?
This is Marika. This is from the final issue report, so I would have to check back to see if that reference is correct. I unfortunately don't know by heart. I will go and memorize the RAA tonight.
Well, what's the dang matter with you? You know, you do brain surgery. You play lead role band. Huh. You don't have the RAA memorized. Well,
it's next on my list.
All right. I guess we'll give you a pass this time.
I have faith that it will be corrected if it's wrong and left if it's correct.
How about insert correct reference? And then maybe put in a footnote about this sponsor.
It's just, I'm looking at the RAA for Jeff. It's just section 3.3.
Is it? So I can get rid of that first?
Yeah, there is no. Yeah, there is no 3.3.3.3.
Okay. So
it's either as required by section, by RAA section 3.3, or as required by section 3.3 of the RAA. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Pick whichever one you like best.
I took out one of those at random, and then we'll think out. I like random. Okay, now I do feel like we're getting down into the weeds here. Carolyn, is that an old hand or a new one? It's probably old, right?
Yes, it's old. I will take that down.
Okay. Elisa?
Yeah. So I think we have a sentence now that says something that we don't mean, and it's the sentence that says, in a SIN registration model, only the information associated with the domain is collected from the registrar. And that's not true. The registrar collects all the data.
Which sentence are we talking about?
It's the sentence that starts off, in a SIN registration model, only the information associated with the domain name is collected from the registrar, which is not
by,
which is
by the registry.
By the registry.
And published by the registry. But that's not true. All the data is collected by the registrar in either.
No. Not collected by the registrar. It's collected from the registrar by the registry.
Correct.
The registrar does indeed collect all kinds of good information, but the SIN registration model only at the registry level, which is where this model exists, the only information that passes up to the registry from the registrar is the information associated with the domain name.
Okay.
Mikey, may I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
I think what this needs is what we're doing is we're starting off looking at the details without a lead-in sentence saying what information is contained and who is. That is the sum total of it. And I think that's something Marika can...
in the background. Yeah. Whoever it is, mute your phone.
Yeah, I think that's something Marika can do offline. That is, if we prefix it saying who is contains two sorts of data, this and this, the rest of it will flow a lot clearer. I'm not sure I want to wordsmith it on the phone, but I think that it may have said that when we started, but right now it doesn't.
Right. Yeah.
But, Mikey, even in the SIN model, the registrar contains both sets of data. I mean, the registrar
Correct.
Collects both sets of data.
Correct.
But yep. You're saying that sentence says only collects the data associated with the domain name.
No, it says collected from the registrar.
Okay.
That's the key word. It's not saying anything about what the registrar collects. It's what the registries
okay.
collect from the registrar.
Okay.
But I think a lead-in sentence will say that, and I think it will make it a lot clearer.
But I think what you could say, though, to alleviate, because I kind of see what Elisa is saying, you could say within the registration model, the registry only collects. You're kind of...
Capital R registry.
Only collects the information associated with the domain name, or collects, the registry only collects the information associated with the domain name from the registrar.
Mikey, it's Alan. If we're going to have another meeting next week, this sounds like something that can be redrafted by Marika and passed to us on the list.
Yeah.
Instead of trying
to... have gotten into the weeds.
We're getting to the point where every change we make is likely to have another impact somewhere else.
All right. We'll leave it at this point.
Mikey,
on the same page,
Mikey,
more or less.
Yeah, Mikey, this is Ray. Can I just interject one more time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. I think this has been kind of productive, actually. The very last sentence, though, look at the same thing. It's the same idea, just being consistent. So in a thick registration model, you'd be basically doing the exact same exercise. In a thick registration model, the registry collects both sets of data.
From the registrar.
From the registrar. And I think that kind of consistency, for those in the working group that may not be as familiar with this, it'll be easier for them to understand it when you have this consistency. So I think it's been a good exercise.
Pick a gander at that last try there and see. I do too. Elisa, does that?
Yeah, I think that is much clearer.
We made it before you had to drop off the call. I was about half through that and realized we were getting to the end of your time. Cool. All right. Let's call that tentatively done. And go on to...
Mikey, I think Evan's got a comment.
Oh, Evan, go ahead. Sorry.
Hi there, Mikey.
On this part here, I assume?
Well, just in general to your comment about everyone being on the same page, I just want to be on record as saying I think this is a relatively massive exercise in wheel reinvention. There's plenty of definitions that exist all over the place, including in the agreements, and the necessity to put that into this document, to me, unreasonably constrains the PDP, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okie dokie. Jeff, go ahead.
Evan, just to answer that, I don't believe any of the agreements contain definitions of what a thin registry is versus a thick. There is definitions for what a thick and thin registry have to do, but there's no definition of thin versus thick. It's kind of a vernacular that we've been using, but it's not something that's defined. So I'm hoping it doesn't constrain, and I'd like to hear more about why you think it constrains, because we're not making any value judgments as to whether something's good or bad or right or wrong, or should be done in the future or not done in the future. It's just kind of a matter of what we do.
I guess my answer to that is simply that the definitions have already been done. They've been done by the WHOIS review team. Even Wikipedia has its own ideas of that. If there's inaccuracies, I'm trying to look at things from at large, from the public-facing point of view of this, and I'm just saying that the level of detail I'm seeing in here, is this document, is this drafting team attempting to actually define something that's never been defined before? That strikes me as really, really strange. So if there is a definition of who is thin and thick that exists somewhere, we need to refer to it. And if we are actually the first ones in this team actually drafting the difference between thin and thick here, I think there's a deeper problem.
I think that deeper problem has already been identified.
I mean, then we shouldn't just use the words thin or thick. I mean, Evan, I don't see a problem here. We're just describing what these registries do. If you want to get rid of the terms thin and thick and come up with something new, I mean, I think that's counterproductive, but...
Sorry. That isn't what I was saying. In fact, I'm just suggesting that maybe those things are already defined elsewhere and we don't need to reinvent that wheel.
Yeah, but I'm not willing to rely on Wikipedia or... we are those registries that do it, and if we, the registries, agree that this defines what we do, not whether it's right or wrong, or what we should do in the future, then I think that should have more authority than...
Than the WHO's review team?
Exactly, yes. I do, honestly.
I'm going to draw a line under this one and bounce this to the list, because concerned that we are now starting to dive into the work of the working group and the battles yet to come. I think it's perfectly reasonable in a charter to have a short definition of what the charter is working on. And the fact that we didn't get the definition quite right and it needed to be edited seems perfectly fine to me. But I really don't want to get in to who defines it at this stage of the game. If you guys want to battle that out on the list, that's great. And we can fold the result back into this document. Susan, go ahead.
Hi. To Evan's point, I agree with him in part of what he's saying. But having been a member of the WHOIS review team, we struggled with those definitions and finding, clear-cut definitions and the policy in general. So that was one of our recommendations, was to not create a new WHOIS policy, but to sort of document it and put it all in one place. So if we can give some definitions, minimal definitions here, I'm comfortable with that, because I think it will help the group when they start this work and won't send them down the rabbit hole that we felt like we were heading down. So I can understand not wanting to reinvent the definition, but I think it is important that we outline some of it here.
Thanks, Susan. There's a lot going on in the chat, which I'm not going to replay. Natalie, you may want to email the chat transcript to the list. On this one, I'm not sure. But I really do want to push us off this one. If we're feeling like we're reasonably close on this definition, which it sounded like we did. Okay. I think the next substantive change... Oh, it's another Ray one. The one in terms of the use of a uniform WHOIS service. Competition and registry services. This is one of the impacts that the group will have to take a look at.
This is Barbara. You just want to, at the beginning of that paragraph, want to clean up the registry language there to have capital R's where appropriate.
Where...
At the beginning of database synchronization. So database synchronization between the registry and registrars.
Oh,
what would be the impact on the blah, blah, blah?
So we're going to cap.
I just make a note. Yeah, you just want to go through it and clean that up.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll just... Good catch. All right. So then the one right after it is the one that Ray raised the question about the word uniform. and I would tend to agree, uniform who is means a different thing to me than sick versus thin. Uniform means it's identical. And I don't think that that's really the intent in this sentence. I might say something like provide who is services using the thick registration model as an alternate wording. Is that sort of where you were headed, Ray? You want to jump in on this one? Oh, Alan got in first, and then Ray can follow Alan. Go ahead, Alan.
Thank you. You scrolled over my concern, but they're related, and that is in the lead-in paragraph to the bullets. It talks about, and if you get just a little farther, it'll say the consistent use of thick who is. And I don't know what that means. Consistent with what? My perception is if one was ever to come up with a strict set of rules for what who is, then all registries need to follow it. And that implies consistency. I mean, it's consistency because everyone is working from the same rule book. So I'm not quite sure what the word consistent standing alone is, you know, without saying what it's consistent with. And the same, you know, sort of implies with uniform, you know, who establishes which uniform is correct.
Yeah, I think that's right. Marika, would you take it as a friendly amendment if I deleted consistent? So we just did this?
This is Marika. The consistent wasn't an addition from my part. I think that was something that Keith had suggested.
Ah, Keith, you get to defend this.
Yeah, so this is Keith. Thank you. Yes, this was an addition that I had suggested. I don't know if it was two calls ago or before two calls ago, but I mean, basically, again, the intent of providing that is that it was a consistent use for all registries, and that it was, you know, not to single out one particular registry. And I think that, you know, we've included the language by all, both existing and future GTLD registries. I think maybe the key is that it's a consistent policy that we're going after, right? I mean, ultimately, the results of coming out of the PDP working group and the recommendations, and assuming the recommendations are accepted, is that we will have a consistent policy. So I don't know, maybe anybody have any further thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's Alan. I do.
Go ahead, Al.
Yeah, I agree that what we want is consistent policy. I think in this sentence, the word consistent is out of place. Because, and I think the sentence holds together without the word. Regarding, you know, we want recommendations on the use of thick who is by all existing and future registries is fine. We were not charged with actually writing the specifications for thick who is. I'm not sure, you know, one of the registries who operates thick who is can tell me, you know, is it really documented anywhere exactly what thick who is means, or is it partly folklore that's passed on from father to son? I'm not sure. If indeed it is not written, someone should be writing it, but this PDP was not charged with doing that. Maybe we want to take it on and you know, request that council in allow us to include that, even though it wasn't in the I don't think it was in the issue report.
No.
So I think consistency has to come from everyone following the same set of rules. I'm not quite sure whether those rules exist or where they would come from if they don't exist.
So, Keith, what do you think of the change that I've made here?
So let's. I think Ray has his hand up. Let's get Ray.
Oh, go ahead, Ray. Sorry.
Sure. Thank you, Mikey. Ray Fassett. I think we shouldn't be having. We shouldn't be struggling with this sentence. Isn't there a? I mean, certainly the the PDP working group is tasked with something, and that task came from the GNSO Council, isn't there language from the resolution that specifically states what the GNSO Council is tasking the PDP working group to do?
That's a good point.
This is Marika. For some reason, I cannot raise my hand, but indeed, there was original language that was inserted here where then some people, I think, commented. I think basically the question was whether or not to require SICWIS. And I think then the question is on, I think we said all registries, and I think people wanted to make that clear, and that was why the addition was made. But I think the basic sentence was basically, whether or not to require SICWIS.
I think it might be productive, this is just a thought, to go back to the actual resolution and see what the instructions are. It's a suggestion.
It's Alan. I don't mind adding both existing and future, because I think that is a clarification. Since we spend so much of our lives right now talking about new GTLDs, and so to be crystal clear, the consistent was the word that was bothering me, and that was added along the way.
Keith, you're sort of the one that's carrying the flag on this, so now I want to circle back to you again and see if the change that I've got in there now would work.
Thanks, Mikey. Let me take it under consideration, and
okay.
I will respond to the list.
Cool.
Thanks. Hey, this is Keith again. Just a note, I know we're sort of getting close to the top of the hour, and
yeah.
I think he said in chat he may have to drop off right after the top of the hour. There's an additional point that we really ought to get to, and that's further down in one of Jeff's comments about, thick to thin in the event there's not a consensus among the group, and I think we really ought to spend some time on that.
Yeah, Ray, if it's okay with you, I'm going to skip your second comment for just a minute and dwell on this one by Jeff, because I agree, this is a substantive point. Marika, you're just testing your hand. Okay, never mind. what you see on the screen is noted at the bottom in green, and we are about 5 minutes from the end of the hour, so we'll see if we can dispose of this or not. What we're saying right now is, should we reach consensus on a recommendation that SICWIS should be required for all GTLDs, the PDP should consider a bunch of stuff. And Jeff is raising, I think, a really interesting point, which is, should the opposite happen? Should the PDP reach a consensus on a recommendation that SICWIS should not be required for all GTLDs, then the work group needs to look at the possibility of those that operate a thick registry choosing to go thin and getting rid of their existing requirements to be thick. And with that, Alan, then Susan, carry on.
This is Jeff. I'll put myself in the queue.
Oh, yeah. No, Jeff, go ahead.
Well, why don't you go first?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory, so maybe I'll wait for the question. I'll put myself third in the queue, and why don't I hear from Susan and from and Alan, yeah.
All right. Susan? Or Alan?
Well, Alan first.
I wanted to ask a question, so I'll ask it, and I may want to be put back in the queue. Are you Jeff, are you implying that we should answer similar questions to the paragraph above regarding thin, or are you asking should we make a statement if we do not require thick of everyone, we should make a statement saying whether we bless the concept of a thick registry requesting to be a thin one?
I don't think I'm asking for blessing. I guess the point is that, and it wouldn't be the same consideration, but you wouldn't consider cost or transition or anything like that, I don't think. But it's, there is, and again, I don't want to jump too much into substance, because I know there's been some objection to that. But if the group comes to a consensus that, thick shouldn't be required for all, then, you have to look at the competitive situation, the competitive landscape for those that are required to spend significantly more amounts of money to actually maintain this service. And the increased liability and other things that these registries take on and, you know, offer those registries the opportunity, which they've never been offered to before, to become thin. Now, I'm not saying anyone would or wouldn't, but that should not be, it definitely affects or could affect competition to require some to be thick and not all.
Susan.
So I would disagree that I do not think this belongs in this document. I think this is out of the scope of the task at hand. And, you know, if this group comes to the conclusion that no.com and .net and whomever else is not required to become a thick Whois registry, then that's another PDP. So I don't think we should confuse the issues here because this is a big enough issue. So adding that element of reverting all, allowing all the thick registries to revert to a thin, I think we just open a can of worms right now and we should just focus on the task at hand.
Thank you. Jeff?
On that, I would say, actually, sorry, Susan, I actually disagree with that. I think that we're looking at consistency, and if we're saying consistency is not as important, I don't think we would do a whole other PDP to find out whether an individual registry like whatever in the future wants to become thin. I think you're looking at one of the elements you're looking at here that we're asked to look at was competition, the effect of competition if they're all not consistent. I think all the same elements are present, and it's certainly possible that the PDP does say, look, com and net are different for whatever reason. That
right.
could be a finding. But if there's a finding that, no, there's really no reason that it has to, everyone has to be thick, then I think it is totally within this group's scope to kind of say, okay, well, you need to think of the ramifications of that.
I just do not think that belongs in this document.
Really close to the top of the hour. So I think what we'll do is strike a line under the queue at Alan and Ray. Clearly, we're going to need to jump this one out to the list as well. We're not going to get through this because we've only got about 30 seconds to go. Alan and Ray, can
you
both?
Thank you. I'll be quick. I tend to agree with Susan. If this group agrees, if the PDP says that thick is not required by anyone, there is an open question of does that mean the thick ones could go thin? But I don't think it's a question for this PDP. I think it's a reasonable thing that if a thick registry chose to do that, it could submit an RSTEP. The board may approve it. The board may refuse it. The board may open it up to a public comment. The board may request an issue report. But I don't think it is within our domain that we weren't asked that. We were specifically asked, should everyone be thick, not the converse. So I would say this is not part of our question.
I'm going to push a little bit here because we are over time now. Ray, go ahead.
Real quick, I think I kind of echo Alan's thoughts. Right now, whether thick or thin is under contract administration between the registry operator and ICANN, and what we're looking at is really removing it under that umbrella and turning it into a consensus policy. So what happens in the event that no consensus policy is reached? I kind of agree with Keith. Keith has a comment in there that I agree. It's very unlikely that, well, is how Keith says it. But there's a third option here, which is just simply no consensus is reached at all. And then I think it just defaults back to what it is today, which is a matter of contract administration. It's not a policy today. It would remain not a policy and just fall back under contract administration. But I'd like to hear Jeff's thoughts on that, too, if he has any. But that might be for next week.
Well, we'll...
Can I have Mikey just real quick on that?
Give you the last word, and then we'll wrap up. Go ahead.
If that's the case, and I think it's really unfair to look at the competitive effects of forcing a thin to go thick without looking at the competitive effects of what would happen if VeriSign were to continue to be allowed to be thin and everybody else be allowed to be thick. So if that competitive analysis includes both, then I might be okay, but not if it only looks at the competitive analysis of VeriSign going from thin to thick, right? I think that would be fundamentally unfair to the other providers out there. And I'm not saying, look, don't anyone take this to mean that Jeff believes Neustar should be thin. I kind of actually believe everyone should be thick. But I just think when you look at competition, you got to make sure you look at it from both sides, and it can't be just, you know, what are we going to do to VeriSign if they have to go to thick? That's my main concern.
Yeah. Okay, Marika gets to speak incredibly quickly. And then clearly this is one, this is sounding almost VI-esque. I think, Jeff, could you kick off a thread on this on the list just so people can start cogitating about it?
Sure. And I'll note for the question, I'll note for the record, this is the first time I've heard Evan talk about what's fair versus not. Usually he's the one advocating about fairness, but now he looks so...
No, we're not going there.
I'm just joking, guys. I'll kick it off on the list. Thanks.
This is Rika. Yeah, you know that I can speak very fast. I think just to make the point to Jeff's comment, I think that's something that the issue report pointed out and maybe can be emphasized in the chart here, because I think the idea is indeed not only to look at what the consequences may be if you require everyone to be sick, but also look at indeed what are the potential impacts or costs if you maintain status quo. So I don't know because I think that was the point I at least thought that Jeff was making, to say, okay, but if you don't require anyone to change to thick who is, what is the impact in the current environment? And I think that's a question that is implicit in these different questions that need to be evaluated from both sides. What happens if you maintain the current situation, and what happens if you would require everyone to go thick, and those, you know, balance those two against each other in the, you know, final determination of the working group on what the recommendations should be. I think that was the underlying thought, and maybe that's something that can be easily emphasized in some part.
All right, gang. Thanks for hanging in a few minutes over the hour. With that, Natalie, we're going to wrap this call up, and we'll see everybody in a week and look forward to some conversation on the list. Thanks, all.
Thank you, Mikey.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks. Bye.